I'm at the Pitch and Hit Dinner, wrapping up the annual event, and I'm visiting with Pat Hughes, the announcer for the Chicago Cubs. Well, how does it feel to be a part of this prestigious Pitch and Hit Club dinner today?
I'm very proud to be here. It's a great event. Jim Thome, the big winner, the Lou Boudreau winner, and then the great Minnie Minoso was one of the speakers. Tim McClellan, one of the best umpires in the game, he was here. Lots of other executives and minor league players, and it's a lot of detail right now. I feel like there's a lot of names and teams and stats flying through my head right now. It seemed to go pretty well, though. I think the audience had a good time, and we tried to keep it moving, but it is a great event. I'm very proud to have been a part of it.
Well, you had the great honor of emceeing this event, but you have even greater honor of being the announcer for the Chicago Cubs. Well, what kind of privilege is that?
It's a very prestigious and a wonderful spot. It's a position of, as you say, privilege, Mike, and also prominence. And I try never to take it lightly because I know that a million or more people are listening every single minute that we're on the air, which is kind of scary sometimes. But we try to have fun with it. Ron Santo is a great partner, and we've been together 13 years, and it's almost like a marriage sometimes. You know, you just try to always think about the other person whenever you make a decision. But we like to laugh, and we try to have fun. And, you know, if one of us spills soup on our pants or one of us burns his hairpiece, which happened to Ron at Shea Stadium, it's going to be talked about on the air. We talk about baseball if the game is close, but if the game is not close, we talk about other things.
You know, there are a lot of diehard Cubs fans out there, and in reality, the Cubs are America's team. So when you step in that broadcast booth, it's kind of like you become a star overnight.
Well, you know, I think that they are America's team. I think that they're a special franchise. They're right up there with the Yankees, the Red Sox, Dodgers, you know, Giants, Cubs and White Sox. There's about, you know, seven or eight franchises, the Cardinals, franchises that are really special, and the Cubs are certainly one of them.
Yeah. So are you going to predict the Cubs World Series this year?
You know, I just hope we get to the playoffs again. Even though the Cubs have won the division the last 2 years, they will be the team to beat going into this year, Mike, but there's no guarantee in baseball.
Yeah.
It's a long, long season. The other teams are always trying to knock you off, especially when you win back-to-back titles. You can't sneak up on them. They're ready for the Cubs this year, but the Cubs have a lot of talent. I like our chances, but like everyone, you got to stay healthy.
You got to play till the last out's made.
That's it. And let's hope that it's a little deeper into October this year.
Well, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome, Mike.
Coach Mike Reed-Maiden with Pat Hughes.